Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. A new field poll released today suggests Senator Barbara Boxer faces a tough re-election battle in November. The poll shows the three-term Democratic incumbent in a statistical dead heat with the current Republican frontrunner, former Congressman Tom Campbell. Boxer fares no better in a hypothetical matchup with Campbell's top GOP challenger, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Meantime, another field poll earlier this week spelled challenges ahead for another high-profile Democrat, Jerry Brown, in the race for the governor's seat. The poll showed for the first time his top Republican challenger, Meg Whitman, with a narrow lead. For more insight on this, we turn now to the co-publisher and co-editor of the political news website CalBuzz.com, Phil Traunstein. Mr. Traunstein, let's talk about Senator Boxer first. Her campaigns are usually quite sleepy. She had double-digit leads over her opponents in January. Why suddenly the struggle now?
Well, it's an interesting dynamic this year because in the past, Barbara Boxer has always faced very conservative opponents, and so she's able to grab the middle and the left and cruise to victory. This time around, Boxer is facing a series of opponents that don't line up quite the same way. For example, Tom Campbell is pro-choice. He's pretty much pro-environment and pro-gay rights. If he should get the Republican nomination, Barbara Boxer would really have to battle the middle against him. Fiorina is a woman. Boxer's never faced a woman candidate. So those dynamics are different than anything she's ever faced. Plus, there's another thing going on which has nothing to do with this particular race, and that is Boxer's favorable to unfavorable ratio. You ask the question, is your view of this person favorable or unfavorable? Well, back in January, her ratio was positive, like 48% of people said favorable, 39% said unfavorable. Without any advertising, with really no campaign against her, simply on the basis of what's been happening in Washington, her favorability rating has gone to 38 positive and 51 negative. That's a huge 22-point shift on the basis of virtually nothing.
So are you saying this has more to do with the political climate in Washington than anything Boxer has done herself?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the political climate. I think Boxer herself hasn't even been out there campaigning hardly. We haven't seen a lot of TV advertising. We haven't seen a lot of the campaign engaged against her or for her at this point. And so there isn't much out there to hang this on. It's almost as if the survey had asked the question, would you rather have Barbara Boxer or some random Republican? And the answer was about 50-50.
Turning now to Jerry Brown and his campaign for governor, what's going on with Meg Whitman? Why is she suddenly pulling ahead?
She spent a lot of money. It's really not that much of a mystery. Now, she's spent about $39 or $40 million on her campaign so far, but she's put about $13 or $14 million into television. Brown has no dollars in television. And Meg Whitman has gone from way behind to a position where she's just within the margin, slightly ahead of Jerry Brown. And it's on the basis of the fact that she has been on TV with a whole series of ads, mostly positives for herself and then bashing her opponent, Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner, while there's been no noise coming back at her. I mean, Poizner hasn't advertised yet. Brown, of course, hasn't advertised yet. And so she's had a free field.
And in this latest field poll, Poizner is very far behind. Is it too early to count him out?
Well, we at CalBuzz, we asked the question yesterday, why shouldn't we just declare him to be completely baked and stick off of the fork? And his campaign came back and said, look, we've got the money. We're going to be able to go on the air. When we do, Meg Whitman's going to go down. They believe that when they start advertising the 13, 14, 15, I don't know how many millions of dollars, he's pledged 19 to his campaign. When they start putting that money on the air, they say that she's going to drop, that she has no real base. It's too early to call anybody out of it altogether, and those of us who cover politics don't like to do it until the voters make their choice. It's not up to us, it's up to them. But he's got 49 points to make up, 50 points. He's got to come out of a big hole.
Phil Traunstein, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Phil Traunstein is the co-publisher and co-editor of CalBuzz.com, a website following California political news. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.